prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You know, usually Mondays are a laid-back day. We kind of do coasting type subjects. Not today. We're hitting it out of the park with two very, very important topics. Starting the week off with a bang, so to speak. The first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones and Michael Schwartz to talk about Sleepless in America. There continues to be a sleep problem in the United States, even though so many of us are aware of it. We keep putting off addressing it. We're going to talk about the problem itself and how to address it properly. Then during the second hour, an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. You know, we've talked about how people with severe diseases, accidents, illnesses, have focused on the noble pursuit of the acquisition of muscle and changed the trajectory of their lives for the better. And this is going to be an amazing story because this guy's problem started at birth. And then it didn't stop there. We're going to be talking to Chad Shaw for that episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Just got to remember a couple things real quick. You can get a free sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. It has numerous studies on its efficacy supporting it. If you go to superhumanradio.com, down in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. Click there. Ask for a free sample of Crealkaline. Please do not forget your mailing address, because then months from now will go by and you'll say to yourself, you know, those SOBs, they never sent me that sample, and it's because we couldn't. You did not put your mailing address in there. So please remember to do that. Okay, let's get underway. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, how are you? And welcome back.
Carl, I'm doing so well. It's great to be back with you, and everyone I know has some issue with sleep. So what a great topic today.
It is, and it can't be talked about enough. And, of course, Michael Schwartz, owner and formulator over at Michael's Naturopathic Programs. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing wonderful, Carl. Thank you for asking. Thanks for having me as a guest this morning.
Now, for those people who are in the dark or haven't even heard of my show before and are tuning in for the first time, we've done numerous shows about the importance of sleep, its linkage to disease. So one of your mentors was one of the first people that really got you into this idea about the importance of sleep, Michael. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Dr. Peter Rothschild. And Peter and I would spend, you know, have lots of conversations on lots of topics. And one of them was the fact that without proper sleep, people are not going through the proper functions that the body goes through when it is in a somnolistic state.
And in fact, I think most people today think sleep is optional, don't they, Dr. Susan?
You know, they do, and they're completely mistaken about that. So many studies have been done, hundreds and hundreds, on how much sleep people need. And you know, Carl, without a doubt, that in order to build the good lean muscle tissue in your body, you need to get good sleep at night. Lack of sleep affects every issue in your life. And adults need about 8.25 hours. Adolescents need about 9.25. They probably get half that. Preschoolers need about 12 hours. Toddlers, 13. So it's all according to research. Babies need about 14 to 18 hours of sleep every day.
One of the most profound things to come forth within the scientific community about the ravages of even fragmented sleep, so you're laying in bed for 8 hours, but you're waking up frequently for a variety of different reasons, is something that affects the endoplasmic reticulum, which is in every single cell that's designed to fold proteins. Folded proteins are messages in a bottle. It's the way cells communicate with other cells and with organ systems and the body at large. It folds these proteins. The syntax of amino acids means something. But when there's a misfolded protein, it's like a garbled message. The body ignores it, but it just circulates ad infinitum around the body until it parks itself. Michael, talk about some of the early work that you've been involved with that has identified this misfolded protein not just affecting diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but now being linked to cancer.
Well, because one of the things that takes place is that these incomplete peptides are circulating, and wherever they lodge, they will end up aggravating the situation. That's why they're always present at inflammatory sites. And when the body doesn't deal with inflammation, let me rephrase that, the body deals with it. When the person doesn't deal with the inflammatory responses, then it can just sit there and germinate, and now you have the foundation for a disease. So one of the things that was brought into therapy back in the 50s to deal with these misfolded proteins and inflammation were the proteolytic enzymes, which are fabulous for hunting down and correcting misfolded proteins.
Now, proteolytic enzymes, you're talking about their use as a therapy in and around eating, not using them as digestive enzymes, correct?
That is correct. They need to be enteric coated so that they dissolve in the intestinal tract, which is an alkaline environment compared to the stomach, which is highly acidic.
Okay, and we're going to get deeper into that in just a moment. I want to pose a question that we have not been prepared to talk about, but it has to be discussed, and maybe between the three of us, critical thinking, we can try to put some meaning into this. There are a lot of drugs out there that are being sold for sleep disorders today. Lunestra comes to mind. These drugs don't allow a person to go through the normal cycles of sleep. They just basically knock a person out and have them lay still for 8 hours. In some cases, they don't lay still. In some cases, they drive to Atlantic City, spend all their money, eat a lot of food, and drive home and don't remember it. This is true. I know it's funny, right? But there's some research out there that shows that people who depend on those types of pills develop some of the same insulin resistance type diseases as people who are shift workers. What are your thoughts on these drugs? Let's start with Susan first. Dr. Susan.
Yeah, well, first of all, sadly, last year doctors wrote a record 43 million prescriptions for sleeping pills. And every time you take one, it has side effects. It's different for all kinds of people. Many people have come to me saying, you know, and I know this sounds funny, but it happens, that food's been eaten in the refrigerator, and nobody knows how until little cameras were set up and they found out that people on certain drugs, sleeping pills, would get up in the middle of the night and devour food and didn't understand why food was missing and why they were gaining weight. I don't think it's ever an option to take a sleeping pill because there are other natural things that you can take to help relax your body, to get a good night's sleep. And, you know, things that you can do from preparing the bedroom, and we'll talk about these later, but not talking on a cell phone right before
right.
bedtime, and natural fiber linens, bed linens and pajamas. So many things you can do.
So, Michael, what do you think about these drugs that that knock a person unconscious but don't necessarily facilitate all of the different reparative and restorative cycles of sleep? You think that these are dangerous drugs?
Well, every drug made by the pharmaceuticals is a dangerous drug. Unequivocal. Because every drug has a side effect. And what's taking place with these particular drugs, and it's funny, it just flashed on me, they need to take a downer to go to sleep, and then they wake up, they're drugged, they're groggy. What do they need? They need a monster drink to get them going, and it ends up destroying their adrenal glands. They're not in a deep enough sleep to work with reparative and recuperative abilities within the body, and they're not getting dreams. And dreams,
yes.
I bring dreams into the mix because dreams are guidance. And it's your mind's way of telling you what you're going through. If you don't know what you're going through, then you are a slave to your subconscious mind.
You know what just flashed in my mind? I'm going to give away my age here, but remember the book Valley of the Dolls?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
That book was specifically about a phenomenon that took place with the pharmaceutical agenda, with those who had the money and the glamour and the fame to command doctors. The doctors would give them sleeping pills to sleep, amphetamines to lose weight and to be up for their movie roles, and then sleeping pills to put them to sleep. And these people, these poor people, Judy Garland comes to mind. They ended up killing themselves because they became addicted to drugs to sleep and to be awake all day long. It's amazing.
It is amazing. When people step outside of the normal way of dealing with life and allowing their body to flow with the flow of life, you can see the disease running rampant in our country because of it.
Okay, so let's touch on this just for a second also. So just because you lay in bed, and I'm going to put this to you, Dr. Susan, just because you lay in bed for 8 hours, is that adequate? Is that it? I slept for 8 hours. Is dreaming one of the acid tests if you're sleeping well, that you remember dreams in the morning?
So, no, you need to get into the deep REM sleep. You need to get into these cycles that help your body to release and balance out hormones like the human growth hormone. You actually need 5 cycles of it per night to get the most restorative effect, and a cycle is about 90 minutes.
Right.
So let's figure this out. If you need 5 deep cycles of it, that's 90... Seven and a half hours. And so if you don't get that, you're often going to wake up more tired than when you went to bed at night.
What about the timing of waking up? This is a phenomenon that I'm sure most of the people in the audience can relate to. It's a Saturday. So you normally get up at 5:30 a.m., go to the gym by 6 or 7:30 a.m. But Saturday you decide to sleep in. You sleep that extra hour, you wake up, and you actually feel crappier than when you woke up the first time and decided to go back to sleep. Is that because you're now out of synchronization of that cycle?
And let me quickly do this, and then you chime in, Michael. Yes, every hour you lose adds to your sleep indebtedness, and you can't expect to catch up by sleeping late one day a week, because that lost sleep accumulates progressively and contributes to long-term health problems. And your body thrives on a routine. You know, the most that you can keep the same sleep pattern hours, not just weeknights, but weekends as well, your body will thrive on that.
Let's do this. We're leading into this now anyway. So everybody understands the damaging effects of sleep. I have had my own sleep challenges in the past couple years. And the gut plays a role in this, and so do minerals. We have to talk about that too, and I know we are. But let's go ahead. I think everybody's convinced that the sleep is important. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's start talking about the things that can be done to improve a person's sleep, some actionable steps. How's that sound, team?
Sounds great.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Metacurcumin.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones and Michael Schwartz. We're talking about Sleepless in America. Sleeplessness and sleep impairment is a major problem in the United States today. It's overlooked by most people. Most people stay up way too late watching television, eat right before bed, get in bed, sleep too few hours, and then they start the morning off with a pot of coffee or a monster drink or a 5-hour energy to try to get through the day. And when you do this, year after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, bad things happen. Dr. Susan, some of those bad things are something that really gets people's attention much more than the onset of disease, and that's weight gain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's serious. Research now knows without a doubt that your sleep affects the hormones that regulate the satiety, hunger, and how efficiently you burn calories. So to put it simply, too little sleep makes you hungry, especially for those foods that are high in calories and low in nutritional value. And there was a study done a couple years ago at Columbia University in New York City, and the researchers found that if you slept 6 hours a night, you were 23% more likely to be obese than people who slept between 7 and 9. If you slept 5 hours, you were 50% more likely, and those who slept 4 hours or less were 73% more likely to be obese. You know, and so much of this has to do with the cortisol level that stays high if you don't get enough sleep, but also sleep, lack of sleep, interferes with your body's ability to process carbs. That leads to elevated blood sugar levels and then an increased tendency to store your calories as fat.
Yeah, because of the insulin. A couple good studies
the
were
cortisol.
Done.
Cortisol.
Yeah, well, not only cortisol.
And yes,
insulin. I had a doctor on my show that worked with Olympic athletes. The last time the Olympic events were up in Northwest United States, I can't remember what year that was. But anyway, he was the guy responsible for creating their sleep environment. And he took the time to do a study after the Olympic events were over. So what they did was they took Olympic athletes, well-trained athletes, tested their insulin sensitivity, and then put them through just one single night of sleep deprivation, 4 hours of sleep, and the next day their blood sugar management was that of equivalent to that of a 60 or 7 year old person. They had hyperglycemia, their blood sugar was after one short night. Now, when insulin goes awry, fat begins to grow.
And let me add to that, not long ago at the University of Chicago, the participants, we wouldn't want to be in this study, were asked to stay in bed for just 4 hours a night for 6 nights, and then 12 hours a night for 7 nights. And like you just said, when they were sleep deprived, the blood sugars, the cortisol, and the sympathetic nervous system activity rose, and the thyrotropin, which regulates the thyroid function, fell. And these higher cortisol levels lead to memory loss, an increase in fat storage, a decrease and muscle, the perfect combination if you want lower metabolism and to gain weight easily. And they also did a follow-up, and they had participants sleep 4 hours a night for a week. And those people, like you just said, Carl, metabolized glucose 40% more slowly, which is the rate seen in elderly people. But if they went back to normal sleep patterns and got a full night's sleep every night for a week, the glucose metabolism quickly returned to normal.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, Michael. Why aren't they getting it?
A couple of different reasons. Number one, they are nutritionally deficient, and the nutrients that are lacking the most, minerals. Most people who take multiples, you know, they take a multiple vitamin and they think they're getting everything they need, and they're not. And then if they do the low-potency things, it's even worse. People need minerals because it helps the body to relax. That's one issue. The other issue is the mental aspect. What is it that they worry about? What is it that wakes them up? So healing this situation, resolving the issue, is a two-pronged approach. One is nourishment. Two is understanding. Understanding what it is that troubles you and why does it trouble you to the point that it keeps you awake. I think the third thing that I didn't realize until just this minute is that we are living in a 24/7 reality, which is unfortunate because everybody is hyped up and constantly in that mode. So it is really very difficult for people to relax and slow down, and changing the diet, supplementing will make all the difference in the world.
Minerals are a big one. I learned this myself, and it's not just magnesium. Everybody goes, oh, you know, magnesium before bed. It's not just magnesium. It's potassium. No. It's sodium. It's calcium. It's chloride. It's bicarbonate. All of these different minerals are severely lacking in the American diet today because, first of all, most people are on a starvation diet, so they're not consuming enough of anything. And what they are consuming is predominantly manufactured foods that are devoid of these minerals. We're supposed to be getting 4,000 milligrams of potassium minimum a day, 2,400 milligrams of sodium minimum a day. If you're an athlete or you live a physical culture lifestyle like those of us in this audience and you sweat regularly, you need to bump that up. That's for the average couch potato person they're talking about.
Yeah, not even to mention the fact that, look at calcium. They need like 1,500 milligrams a day of calcium. You need magnesium. The catch-22 with the shopper is that they know they need cal. They're going in, they're buying calcium. Some buy cal-mag combinations. Some of them are sophisticated, and they're buying cal-mag zinc. But they're still all missing the boat because you brought up an excellent point, Carl. All those other nutrients must be included in order for the body to come back to homeostasis. People are mineral deficient.
That's a big one. And I'll tell you one more thing, Dr. Susan, then I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah.
The mineral deficiency is also manifesting itself in gut microbiome dysbiosis. One of the things that's missing in the discussion about the gut microbiome, we talk about prebiotic fiber, probiotics, we talk about, but the stomach needs minerals too. Am I right about that? Who wants to speak to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, you're right about that. And this is one, I know you're not prone to highlight all your products, but this is one of the many reasons that I take your essential minerals every night, along with your sleep factors. And I've recommended these two products to so many people, and they often say, because they take them at night about an hour before bedtime, that they wish they had these years ago. See, during sleep, the body's autonomic systems are still controlling basic functions of the glands, organs, muscles, metabolism, respiration, and to prepare for hopefully eight hours of sleep at night, when we don't take in any new nourishment, unless you're sleepwalking and you open the refrigerator, you need a store of nutrients that must be available. And calcium is also more readily absorbed by the body at night, which is why, Michael, I love your essential minerals and your sleep factors, which are wonderful, natural supplements to take about an hour before bedtime. And by the way, I just posted this morning on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, the very first blog is all about catch plenty of Z's, tips to sleep like a baby. And, Michael, I have information on these two products of yours that I highly recommend. If anyone has sleep issues, you want to get these two products.
I want to explore this a little further on the other side of the break. I want to look at the evolutionary model, the notion of eating at night. And, you know, I want to explore this. I don't want to give away any peek into this discussion. I want people to stick around, but I promise it's going to get really interesting on the other side. We're talking right now with Michael Schwartz and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about sleep, the importance of it, how to get better sleep. We're going to talk about sleep hygiene. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince, since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You want to stay tuned for the top of the hour when we do another episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Muscle changes lives. The pursuit of muscle has kept a lot of people out of doctor's offices as they aged. And there's even some people out there who have been that have had diseases that derailed most lives, and it did not derail their life because of the noble pursuit of muscle. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. Right now we're talking with Michael Schwartz and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about sleep, sleeplessness, and the importance of getting your sleep right and what you can do. Okay, real quick, I'm a big fan of evolutionary perspectives on everything health-related. And from an evolutionary perspective, we never got minerals late at night before we slept. Is the problem really that we're not getting enough minerals all day long, that we have these minerals available at night, so we have to take them at night? Wouldn't it be better to supersaturate the body with all these minerals? We know that sodium is not a problem when it's taken in the face of adequate potassium. Doesn't it make sense, more sense, to make sure that you supersaturate with minerals throughout the day, and that they will then help you get better sleep at night without having to take a dose right before bed?
I think on one level, theoretically, yes. However, what we do know is that stress, which a few people may have to deal with, not only does it compromise your B vitamins, which are water dispersible, but it actually compromises your minerals, yeah. Calcium, magnesium, and what most people aren't aware of is even zinc. And that may be one of the causative factors indirectly of why diabetes is on the rise. And one of the aspects of diabetes is insulin resistant. My theory on that is because zinc is so involved in facilitating insulin production that if it's lacking, then the proper transactions don't take place. And the same thing for the body. Even throughout the day, Carl, and I could see, because sometimes I will do my minerals along with my vitamins in the morning, but I also will do them, especially if I'm going to have a hectic day, if I'm out on the road doing trainings and dealing with the stuff I deal with, then I will also do minerals at night. Because from my way of thinking, you can't, well, you can get too much. I mean, there's a universal teaching, excess leads to rejection. But when you think about the role of calcium in terms of it working to help clot the blood and, excuse me, and to help keep the body slightly alkaline, you can see its importance of being there day and night.
Well, in fact, all of these minerals help keep the body alkaline. Potassium is another big player. But and that's why we can't, when we talk about, I'm so frustrated with advocacy groups. We have magnesium advocacy groups. We have all these advocacy groups. They pick one mineral. And I say, this is a mistake. That's like saying we're going to advocate inhaling but not exhaling. You got to do both of them to stay alive. And you need all the minerals. You just do. Okay, Dr. Susan, let's start giving actionable steps. Let's start with the bedroom. What can people start doing right away where they can help improve their quality of sleep?
Well, take out all the high-tech equipment. That's not the place. In fact, you want to avoid nighttime calls on your cell phone before going to bed. A study at the University of Zurich found that if you expose people to the electromagnetic fields from cell phones, they altered the brain waves during sleep. So this study in Zurich recommended that if you need to use the phone late at night, use a landline.
A corded phone. Cordless phones are even worse because they are 1.3 and above gigahertz, which is just like a cell phone, but they put out more than the 3/4 of a watt that a cell phone puts out. They can put out a full 3 to 5 watts, so they have even a greater excitatory. In fact, I unplug my cordless phone base before I go to sleep at night because that thing radiates all night long. And what about your Wi-Fi?
Excellent.
What about your Wi-Fi unit? It's radiating throughout the whole house, right?
Exactly. You want the room to be cool, dark, quiet, and comfortable. You don't want to have a big meal within 3 hours of bedtime because the role of sleep is to rebuild, renew, rejuvenate, repair your body. And if you eat too close to bedtime, instead of doing all that, the body is digesting, absorbing, metabolizing, assimilating, eliminating, and consequently you wake up much more tired than when you went to sleep.
I gotta inject something here. Yes. In fact, that was one of the sleep requirement. There's a doctor at UCLA that has now reversed Alzheimer's disease successfully in 20 patients with a multi-prong approach, including hormone replacement therapies, dietary treatments. But more importantly, they had to have their last meal by 6 p.m. and be in bed by 9, 3 hours. Last meal, 3 hours window before they went to sleep because they wanted to stimulate autophagy, which is a natural process at night that does not happen when the body has to be busy digesting food.
I like this doctor. Who was that?
I'll email you his information. He was on my show last year.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, here's a little simple tip that most people don't know about, but this is why you bathe babies at night. Studies show that when you increase evening body heat, it's an effective way to promote deeper sleep. Because normally your body temperature hits a peak about 2 hours before bedtime. And as the body temperature drops, the melatonin is released and your body gets ready physiologically for deep sleep. And here's the key. The bigger the drop in temperature, the deeper the drop into deep sleep.
Really?
People with insomnia don't have the normal drop in body temperature, so they aren't as ready for the deep sleep.
So what you're saying is to elevate body temperature either with a hot shower or if you're lucky enough to have a sauna at home.
An infrared sauna or exercise 4 hours before bedtime to give it enough time for the adrenaline release caused by exercise to wear off.
Wow.
That will assist in the physiological drive into deep sleep. So a hot bath, a great sauna, jacuzzi, whatever you have, 2 hours before bedtime, is one of the best things you can do to sleep like a baby.
That might be the, you know, I understand what you're saying, because melatonin actually starts to lower the body temperature. But what you're saying is if the difference between the basal body temperature at sleep and the lowest point is not that great, you just don't go into a deep sleep.
Exactly. And that, remember, I said people with insomnia don't have the normal drop in temperature, so they're not as ready for the deep sleep.
I had a doctor on the show back in 2006 who was with the Madonna del Grazie Menopause Institute in Rome. They had did once they did one study. It's never been duplicated, so it's been poo-pooed. But what they did was they had women taking melatonin, postmenopausal women. All the women had to be amenorrheic for at least a minimum of 1 year every night. And they did it for 6 months, and a large majority of these women developed their menstrual cycle again, and some even became fertile. And no one's ever been able to reproduce it, but I had the opportunity to talk to this physician, and all the women kept a diary. One of the things that they did not talk about in the study that I feel, and I've talked to Dr. Russell Ritter, or Ryder, depending on which part of the country. You're from Texas, Michael, so you probably know who Dr. Russell Ryder is. But he's called the godfather of the pineal gland. He's done more research on melatonin than anybody else. And I said, you know what, Dr. Ryder? What everyone failed to realize is these women were taking their melatonin around 8:30, but going to sleep at 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I said, if you take melatonin right before bed, it's not a good hypnotic. And in fact, it could actually do more to harm your circadian rhythm. The time to take melatonin is at sundown, even if you're not ready to go to bed for another 2 hours. Any thoughts on that, either of you?
I'm a blank. Susan?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I happen to know that when I take Michael's sleep factors that has melatonin in it, and I do that about an hour before bedtime, it just gently helps me to drift off to sleep.
But you're not not taking it right at bedtime. You're not getting in bed and
No. Yes. No, you always want to do it, I say, about an hour before. It also has 5-HTP. HTP, we know, is hydroxytryptophan, and that's an amino acid and a precursor to the biosynthesis of neurotransmitters, serotonin and melatonin from tryptophan. You know, and his sleep factors also has niacinamide, which really helps people who can't return to sleep when they wake up in the middle of the night. It's got calcium, magnesium. It's got the nervines, passion flower, hops, skullcap, and, of course, calcium, magnesium, and a little iron. They all have a sedative effect. So this taken about an hour before bedtime just helps you easily and gently drift off to sleep. And I always take the sleep factors with, Michael, some of your essential minerals.
Let's talk about the importance of backloading the melatonin pathway here. This is an interesting discussion. A lot of people take melatonin and they wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep because the frank melatonin effect has worn off. So let's talk about the importance of backloading with things like 5-HTP. We're talking right now with Michael Schwartz and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about how to get better sleep. I'll tell you what, I've got a sauna at home. I'm going to start taking a sauna 2 hours before bedtime, see what happens. Go out and exercise, walk, take a hot shower. I think everybody should experiment with this. I'd love to hear feedback from the Superhuman Nation. Stay tuned.
Day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, we're talking about getting better sleep. I got to tell you, the one I'm most excited about is that raising the body temperature a few hours before sleep so that the drop in body temperature is more dramatic and you get a
more
better
drastic,
night's sleep. More drastic. And I love this one. This could be the missing link between most people.
This could be it,
Carl. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean,
let me mention one more thing. You had just said before the break that if you get up in the middle of the night, you have a hard time going back to sleep. Often that's caused because people will look at the bright light of their cell phone for emails or calls. They'll turn on the TV or they'll blast the bright light in the bathroom. And when you do that, you completely shut down the release of melatonin. So if you have to get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, use a faint light. Don't blast the light, because then it will be easier to go back to sleep.
Okay, let's talk about backloading for a second. We know that hormones have negative feedback loops. If you're supplementing with melatonin, the pineal gland may say, oh, I don't have to produce it right now. When the orally supplemented dose starts to wear off. The pineal gland may not be quick to jump into action. Does supplying the body with the 5-HTP and other precursors that produce serotonin and ultimately melatonin, is that an important thing to do, Michael, to keep the transition from the supplemented melatonin to the endogenously produced melatonin smooth?
Kind of, because, you know, melatonin, I think of it, and I guess maybe everybody does, we think of it as a sleeping aid. It's also an antioxidant, and for the longest time, I avoided using melatonin. But it is an antioxidant, and we do need free radical scavengers. So having it throughout the day is good. I do believe that, and why I don't use raw glandulars is because I don't want the body to become dependent upon a supplement to do what it should. That's why the amount of melatonin that we use is just enough to get us into the sleep mode and make it function for there, but without overloading, so to speak, and still allowing and literally forcing to some degree the pineal gland to do what it's supposed to do in terms of manufacturing melatonin as an antioxidant.
What's the there's a coupon code right now where people can save 25% off many of the supplements that Dr. Susan's been talking about here. What is that coupon code? Who wants
it? It's Vitality 15. So Michael's giving a 25% discount on any of his products. You can go to michaelshealth.com. But the two we were talking about, what's germane to this topic of sleep, are his sleep factors and essential minerals. And you can go online to order, or you can call their toll-free number. I'm saying this, Michael, you could do it, but it's 800-845-2730. That's 800-845-2730. And I know so many people that wish they had this combo of Michael's sleep factors and essential minerals years ago, because both taken about an hour before sleep will help you gently fade into beautiful sleep. And I have to say, I dream more when I take these, or at least I remember my dreams
right.
more when I take these.
By the way, there's also a banner, several banner ads at supremeradio.com if you want an easy way to get to Michael's website. Also, Dr. Susan, plug your website because you actually have some guides to better sleep there, correct?
Yeah. Go to susansmithjones.com. And if you go today, I just posted a blog called Catch Plenty of Z's, Tips to Sleep Like a Baby. And I talk about 15 different tips we didn't even get to today to help you to sleep like a baby. I also have photographs of Michael's sleep factors and essential minerals bottles, and I have that Vitality 15 code there so you can get them easily.
Okay, so the top line summary is get rid of the electronic junk in your room. Do something to raise your body temperature a couple to few hours before bedtime so that the drop in body temperature is more dramatic. Obviously, keep your room cool. I like to keep my room at 68 degrees. That's where I seem to sleep the best. Some people think that's too cool, but I like a cool room. What about things like ceiling fans and stuff like that? Are they more intrusion, the wind, the feeling of air blowing on you?
Well, if your room's too hot, then you definitely need that because you perspire about a pint of fluid every night of water. You don't even know it. But if you live where there's lots of traffic, just the white noise of the fan might help. It happens to be hot and humid where I am right now, and there's no way I could sleep last night unless I had the fan on. But remember, the big one, too, is don't eat about 3 hours before bedtime.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. That's one that I really work hard to adhere to. Even to the point where if it's too late and I miss the meal because life got in the way, I just don't eat that night. I'd rather fast than have a meal too late because I don't sleep well.
Well, remember this too. If you're famished, that proteins inhibit tryptophan's journey to the brain, making you more alert. So you'd avoid a protein. Carbo-rich foods help send the amino acid tryptophan to the brain, which helps induce sleep. So like an hour before, if you had something really light, like a banana that has potassium and magnesium, actually cherries are one of the few foods, along with oatmeal, that has melatonin in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, another time we'll get into foods more, but there's so many things you can do, and I have my 15 commandments for, you can put it right in the search bar for sleeping like a baby, tips that, other tips, Carl, you might not have heard about before. I went to the UK, to Ireland not long ago, and in the bed and breakfast was this plaque, an old Irish saying that a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. And Leonardo da Vinci said, a well-spent day brings happy sleep.
And that's the other thing. Inactivity brings upon poor sleep because ATP actually builds sleep requirements. So the more ATP your body produces in muscle, a certain amount of it is transferred to the brain, and it's almost like a teeter-totter. When there's enough ATP accumulated in the brain, the brain says it's time to go to sleep. So people who don't have any activity in their lives tend not to sleep well.
That's right. And so any time during the day, if you get in exercise, but just not right before bedtime because it revs you up, that will help you sleep better. And if you did it 4 hours before bedtime, like we said, and that would really heat up your body. But I still like the long bath. My favorite is my infrared sauna a couple hours before bedtime. Carl, you're going to love that.
Yeah, I've got a sauna, and I'm definitely going to get into tonight 3 hours before bedtime. So there you go.
Good.
This is all good information, and there's more to be found at SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, show Michael's products some love. They are a longtime sponsor of Superhuman Radio. You can go to superhumanradio.com. There are several Michael's banner ads with coupon codes there as well if you forget how to get there. I want to thank both of you for this important discussion today.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
And Michael, thank you.
Thank you both. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor.
Michael, are you in Taos, New Mexico right now?
Well, I'm outside of Santa Fe in a little ghost town is where I live.
I love Santa Fe. I always used to say someday when I retire, and that's usually around, it's going to be about 115 years old, I'll retire. I want to retire in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I think that's got to be one of the most spiritual centers that I've ever been to. It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
It really is. Whatever your journey is, you're going to find somebody else here who you can be compatible with. It's really a very eclectic place.
I love it. I love it.
And Carl, when you want to come out, let me know. We got a guest cottage. You and your lovely bride are more than welcome. I'm assuming you're married.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
But you're more than welcome to stay here.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. All right, listen, we'll talk soon, okay?
Take care.
Yes,
be well.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do a very special episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Chad Shaw's story is inspiring. It's amazing because his challenges began at birth and they didn't stop there, but he overcame because of his desire, the noble desire to acquire muscle and strength. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function. And no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've been doing Muscle Saves Lives episodes for some time now because it's true. The noble desire for the acquisition of strength and muscle has saved lots of people's lives. People whose lives had been derailed, whose trajectory of their lives were ensured to be changed by illness, by accidents, and they did not give up. All of these people had in common was A, critical thinking skills, not to believe what a doctor had told them, and B, sheer courage, because it takes courage to make a different decision in the face of everybody else telling you, no, don't do that, rest, that's dangerous, don't do that, and you say, no, you know what, when I do this, it speaks to my soul, I can feel that it's good for me, and their lives change, and instead of spending hours and hours and hours in specialists and in doctor's offices going from one place to another for this therapy, for that therapy, and literally wasting a life, a precious life. They take their destiny in their hands, literally, and find a way to make the body stronger, to make the body overcome. And there's nothing more motivating. I mean, you can hear about an athlete who came from a bad household and, you know, and they thrived and they ended up getting a contract with the New York Knicks or something like that. But when you hear about a guy who was born with a problem, and problem after problem health-wise attacked him. And most people would have just given up and said, oh, God, the heck with it. Let me lay down and just accept it. But Chad Shaw didn't do that. And in fact, the fact that he didn't do that makes him a model for all of us. Because if you have a little problem this morning, your car, your tire broke down, you couldn't get to the gym, some little thing, we have to look to people like Chad to go, wait a minute. My problem is not that big of a deal. I need to just shut up and move on. Chad Shaw, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Carl. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
No, it's my pleasure. So first of all, let's talk about the very, very beginning. Your challenges did not start at birth. They actually started in the womb, did they not?
Yes, that's true. When my mother was pregnant with me, it was determined through various medical tests that I had a severe heart arrhythmia that going to result in a fatality.
A very short life as a baby. I mean, you were probably going to die as a baby, they said, right?
Right, right. They're actually expecting me to be a miscarriage. They thought my heart would fail even before I made it out of the womb.
Boy, did they get that one wrong.
Yeah. Thanks be to God, they did.
All right, so let's talk about it. So you were born, and this challenge with your heart, did it go away on its own? What happened?
It was really kind of a bizarre series of occurrences. It's determined I had the heart arrhythmia and whatnot, and, they thought I was going to end up being a miscarriage. Obviously, I wasn't. The doctors ended up taking me via C-section. And once I was out of the womb, there were a few more surprises. Some of those surprises included, my body was enlarged on one side. My hand was several sizes bigger on one side, and my foot was several sizes bigger. One arm was longer, one leg was longer. My heart was enlarged on one side. Everything on one side of my body was bigger than it was supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah, and there actually is a name for that genetic condition, and it's one of those names that it's like five sentences long, so
right.
I can't even begin to conceive what that name was.
Well, and you know what? And the fact that you didn't memorize that name tells me something. Most people wear their illness on their sleeve like a badge of honor. Have you noticed these people? They're almost proud that they have this illness that has changed their lives. Oh, I've got rheumatoid arthritis, so, get out of my way. Do everything for me. And the fact that you don't remember the name of that really, really impresses me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All too often people, they get diagnosed with something, something negative, and instantly their mindset is to become a victim. And, this is what's wrong with me, and I have to let everybody know it and focus on it. In other words, it's more or less an excuse to remain stagnant.
Yes.
Go after anything.
I love that. That's exactly what it is. It becomes they're born with an excuse. They're born with a pass. Okay,
right.
So obviously these were some of the early challenges. Let's move forward a little bit. Then you were stricken by severe asthma. I'm talking about lung crushing, crippling. You could die from asthma. Is that right?
Absolutely right. Yes.
When did the onset of that occur?
Before the age of two, it was officially diagnosed that I had severe asthma and allergies at the age of two. It just, and of course, at that age, I have no recollection of anything that really happened to me when I was two, but just based on what my parents explained to me, it was very challenging. Not being able to breathe, always suffocating for oxygen, constant infection in the lungs, and as I got older, I definitely recognized some of these things. As I got older, I became more and more aware of what was going on with me.
What comes next after that? Does the spinal X-ray that reveals a severe scoliosis come next? What came next?
Well, the asthma was a lengthy battle. You know, it was constantly in and out of the hospital, in and out of intensive care, undergoing all different types of therapies. You know, a lot of I was given all kinds of corticosteroids and antibiotics and bronchodilators, all kinds of drugs to help cope with the asthma. And the diagnosis of the scoliosis and the spinal problems, the leg length difference, that was determined when I was about fifth grade. They determined that I began experiencing a lot of back pain and went to an orthopedic doctor. They, you know, they did x-rays of my spine. They did an MRI. They measured my legs, and they discovered one of my legs. My left leg was 4 inches longer than my right leg.
Wow, that's a big difference, 4 inches. So you were compensating for that, and as a result, your spine had to contort.
Yes, yep.
Holy mackerel. I didn't realize that was the case. Okay, so where in this picture do you get bitten by the iron bug? Where does physical culture come into this for you?
Well, in, I guess I have to give credit to my two older brothers, Rob and Todd. You know, they were much older than me. Rob is 7 years older than me, and Todd is 10 years older than me. And I always kind of looked up to them. They were both big into weightlifting, and you know, they played all the sports in high school. You know, they were among the most popular kids in the high school. You know, they were, you know, they're both prom king and captain of the football team, captain of the wrestling team. They went and worked out, and they picked up weights that other people couldn't, you know, and they gained
did they,
a lot of...
Now, how did they treat you growing up? Did they treat you like, oh, this is my sickly little brother, or did they treat you like, look, dude, you can do all this stuff, too?
They did not show much mercy on me. My brother Rob, in particular, who was a big fan of professional wrestling, you know, he'd sit there, you know, and watch a couple hours of pro wrestling, and then all the moves that he saw performed in the wrestling match.
He would try them out on you.
So, yeah, I've been body slammed. I've been suplexed, pile-drived. That's about the extent of the sympathy I got from him.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. I love it. All right,
at no point.
What about your parents? Did your parents feel sorry
for myself and sit there and, you know, pout and not try to do anything to better myself?
What about your parents? Did they treat you different? Did your mom go up to the school every time somebody picked on you or called you a name, or, you know, or did they go, look, you know what? This is life, and this, you can be everything you want to be.
Yeah, not so much. You know, my parents, they were protective of me. You know, I guess to the extent that any parent would be over
right.
their kids, I wouldn't necessarily say they're overly protective, you know, not in social situations anyway, but, you know, they did have some reservations when I was 11 years old and, you know, I started to get interested in weightlifting and wanted to go to the gym and, you know, the times I was sneaking out of the house and, you know, I wasn't old enough to actually be in the weight room at the YMCA. That's where I began weightlifting. So there was a rear exit door that I snuck into that would allow me access to the weight room without going past the front desk, because I knew if I did, they'd follow me because I didn't display a card, and then they'd kick me out.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, they had some reservations about me weightlifting, you know, for good reason. You know, the spinal issues, the knee issues, whatnot. They're afraid that, you know, they're just afraid that I would overdo it and exacerbate my conditions.
And so it sounds like at around 11 you started to, if you're sneaking into the gym to train, you're really getting serious about weightlifting. Did you, who were your models back then? I know that your brothers really got you into this, but did you start to read the magazine? Did you start to look at pro bodybuilding and go, wow, I'd love to look like that?
Yeah, I mean, my older brothers, they're I credit them for being the first ones to introduce me to the weights. And that's the very first time I ever picked up a weight was when they, you know, they'd go to the YMCA to do their workouts, and they're stuck babysitting me because my parents would be off doing something, and they'd be like, well, you know, come to the gym with me. You know, you can sit and watch while I work out. And,
right.
You know, I went in there and kind of watched what they're doing, and then I'd be like, well, wow, that looks kind of neat. I want to try that. So, you know, they'd give me a little bit of direction, kind of tell me what they're doing, and they'd let me lift some light weights. And, you know, the very first time I did a set of bicep curls, I noticed instantly my arm felt different. You know, the appearance of my arms changed. The veins popped out. They looked bigger. I thought, wow, this is fascinating. I can see why these guys come in here and do this every day. And then beyond that, it would, you know, at that point, I wasn't really looking at magazines so much. I didn't even know really what muscle magazines were when I was that young, but I remember watching The Incredible Hulk on TV, you know, Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, yeah.
And, you know, obviously he's a very imposing figure, incredibly muscular, huge.
Well, and, yeah, and his life, and while he may not have had some of the physical challenges you had, you know, he was deaf. He had his challenges. He wasn't a model of a human specimen like, let's say, Arnold was. He had some imperfections. So I would imagine if once you understood his story, you know, it's probably a little bit more relatable. Wow, here's a guy who's deaf, who had to go to a special school, who had to be treated differently. Kids didn't necessarily treat him nice when he was young. They were cruel. I mean, I could tell you, growing up in Brooklyn at that point in time, you know, people were cruel. There were no anti-bullying laws. And so,
right. Yep,
and Lou thought, sure, I'm going to get right. big and strong. I'm going to get big and strong.
Yes. Yep. And as you said, you know, that, you know, those reasons make his story even more inspirational. And, yeah, I mean, kids are relentless in school, growing up as a kid.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's take a break. Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's focus on what happened when your peers, how they started treating you because of the challenges you had, and then how that changed as you got deeper and deeper into bodybuilding. We're talking today with Chad Shaw. His story is really something to be admired, but also inspirational to anybody out there, no matter what your challenges are right now. We all have challenges. I have them. We all have them. But the one factor that makes us different from the rest of the population is that we don't let that get in our way of our desire to acquire muscle and strength. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the common denominator. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to Superhuman Radio.
superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Muscle saves lives. It really does. It saved Chad Shaw's life. That's for sure. Changed his life. Yeah, it did, right? I mean, think about it. If you didn't go down this path, you would have been one of those guys. How old are you now, Chad?
I am 41.
Okay. You would have been 41 years old. You would have had a bunch of doctors. You would have had a bunch of drugs. You would have had a bunch of doctor's visits. Your life would have been underscored by your illnesses. Oh, well, I've got this. I've got. It's not. In fact, I mean, you're probably healthier than most of the doctors that would have ended up treating you. And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's a strong possibility.
Talk about the kids. Talk about the kids in school. Like, so when you went to school, did you get ridiculed? Did you get picked on? And then how did that start to change when you started to fall in love with physical culture?
Yeah, I mean, school was definitely tough, as you know.
Kids are cruel.
From when you were talking about your experiences in school, yeah, kids are relentless. They can be very cruel. With me, it was, you know, part of the reason was I missed so much school. As a result of my asthma, you know, I was always in the hospital or going to doctor's appointments or going to get allergy shots or some other type of therapy. So I missed a lot of school. I mean, some of my hospital stays were several months long, and, you know, that's a lot of time to miss.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and then even outside of school, I really couldn't do all that much in terms of going out to interact with other kids. You know, when other kids in the neighborhood were running around, they're out playing football and soccer and frisbee and stuff like that outside, I'm stuck in the house because, you know, it's pollen season, my allergies are
going
to flare up. Then I'll have an asthma attack, and then I'll be sick. So, you know, I wasn't able to get outside and you know, participate in normal activities like other kids did. as, you know, as often as they did. So as a result of that, I guess I was socially awkward. When I was around kids, I wasn't really sure how to act, and I think I was just awkward to other kids. So in school, you know, I was usually the kid at recess that would be sitting out on the playground by himself. You know, all the other kids are playing dodgeball or tetherball or soccer or something like that.
And you can't play because you're like the boy in the bubble. You can't do it.
You can't. Right. I want to.
Right. Right. So okay. So let's talk about, when did you start taking your bodybuilding seriously?
I took it seriously right from the get-go. I mean, like I said before, I fell in love with it the very first time I did it, so I kind of hit the ground running, and it became addictive. You know, and looking at it in retrospect, I was addicted to it to an unhealthy point where I actually did my body some damage by overdoing it.
Like what? What kind of damage? You mean by getting too heavy too soon, or what?
Yes. I didn't know anything about overtraining. By the time I got into my mid-teens, then I was finally exposed to some bodybuilding magazines, muscle magazines, and I had no idea what anabolic steroids were. All I knew is that, you know, these guys, you know,
yeah, they're trained. They're doing two a days, and they're deadlifting
right.
every day. And you're like, oh, so if I want to be like them,
high volume workouts, you know,
and you're thinking, well, I gotta train like them. But you're not realizing that these guys are using lots of drugs too.
Right? Yeah, I had no idea. I was oblivious to all that, and as you know, a lot of people are today, even. But yeah, I mean, I would emulate what I saw them doing in magazines in terms of workouts and diets and whatnot, and, you know, Arnold, of course, is a huge icon in the bodybuilding industry. You know, what bodybuilder didn't idolize Arnold at one point?
Right.
But, you know, I remember reading some of his stuff and reading about how, you know, he would do these crazy four-hour-long workouts.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and I honestly thought that's what it took. I thought that's exactly the process I had to follow to get that way. And like I said, I was passionate about it. I wanted to do it right now. And, you know, it never really occurred to me that I shouldn't do it, you know, because of my age or because of reality or because of, you know, the fact that
it's
natural.
This is an important topic. We have to go into a break, but this is a really important topic because there's lots of young kids out there reading muscular development magazines, and they're looking at these pro bodybuilders, and they're going, man, I want to be like that. And they may or may not know about the drug use. They may know about the drug use, but they might not really know about the extent of the drug use. A lot of guys think, oh, yeah, I heard somebody say that they just took a little bit of anabolic steroids their whole career, and it's just nonsense. And so there's a lot of kids out there who really believe that it's the supplements that they're promoting that are doing this. And that's not to say there aren't some really powerful designer steroids that are going to be banned eventually that don't have that effect. But by and large, most kids think, oh, if I train hard, eat a lot, and get good sleep, I'm going to get big like these guys. And in fact, what ends up happening is they end up injuring themselves or wearing themselves out because there's a lot more to it than just that. Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about where you are now and how that's different from back then. And talk about some of your accomplishments. We're talking right now with Chad Shaw. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. And this is real proof that muscle saved this guy's life. Stay tuned.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to this episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Just a reminder, if you want to try a free sample of the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement that has lots of research behind its efficacy, it's Crealkaline from All American EFX Sports. You can get a free sample if you go to superhumanradio.com. Down in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff, and it says Ask the Scientist. Click that. Say, hey, send me a free sample of Crealkaline. And please include your address. No one's going to email you back and say, okay, sure, send us your address. Because we're just getting way too many requests. So if you have already sent us a request, but you didn't include your address, please send it again and include your address. Otherwise, you can't get the free sample. We can't deliver it to you if we don't know where you are. Also, let's go ahead and plug Chad Shaw's website. It's chadshaw.net. And he does online personal training, and he has lots of clients who've had fantastic results. So, Chad, talk about where you are today. I mean, you're a strong guy. There's a picture of you on your website doing a 700-pound rack pull. What do the physical form issues still challenge you? Have you found ways to overcome these?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a challenge every single time I train, but one piece of advice I've always given to people with biomechanical issues or injuries is that you should not work through an injury or an issue. You need to work around it, and that's what I do. You know, if doing things a certain way doesn't work, doesn't agree with me, I really try to, you know, trust my instincts, pay attention to my body and how I feel, pay attention to how each movement feels, and if something feels off, then I make adjustments until it doesn't feel off.
So let's talk about some of the lifts that you have to be more sensitive to. I would imagine the squat and the deadlift you have to be more cautious about, right?
Absolutely. Squatting, freestyle squatting is pretty much out for me. With my right knee not having an ACL and not having a meniscus and being laterally misplaced, it's prone to dislocation. So balancing heavy weights on my back, you know, putting lateral pressure on the inside or outside of my knee, I got to be careful with that. But I found that I can do leg presses very effectively, and there's a type of power squat machine that's at the gym.
I love it. I've got one at my gym. You're talking about the one that the pads go over your shoulder. It's plate loaded.
Yes.
It's called the power squat. It's Bodymaster power squat.
Yep, that's exactly right.
I love that machine. And you know, my problem with back squatting is that my shoulders are impinged, and holding the bar on my traps hurts my shoulders more than the stress of squatting. And I find that Bodymaster power squat machine really does effectively assimilate a squatting movement.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to sufficiently stimulate an intended muscle when there's another part of your body that's in excruciating pain. You're just not going to be able to push it that hard.
Right, right. I didn't think about this, but I'm missing the ACL in my left knee from a skiing accident, and anytime I do anything side to side, lateral movement, I run the risk of dislocating the knee. It opens up, and actually, the last time this happened, I was playing tennis, and the knee opened up, and it made me spontaneously vomit. The pain was so bad.
I can relate to that pain. I was at a family reunion one year, and playing volleyball, and the ball came flying up over my head, and I jumped in the air to go spike the ball, and snap, the knee totally dislocated, and it just, I landed on the ground, and I just started turning blue because the pain hurt so bad, and I ended up blacking out for a few seconds, but yeah, it does not feel good.
Yeah, there's anybody who has a missing ACL, you know, when that knee comes apart, it's like game over. Everything, all your attention is on the pain. It's like electricity through your body. So, where are you now? I mean, there's a picture of you I just posted at Ford's gym, pulling 550 pounds. I mean, that's still considerable weight considering that you've got some biomechanical issues.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm thankful for where I'm at. Although I'm not using my issues as an excuse to not try to go above and beyond and exceed what I'm doing. But, yeah, I mean, officially in powerlifting meets, I've pulled officially 551, 570, 580. Unofficially, I pulled a 600, but I weighed a little bit more. I was just under 190 pounds with the 600, and the only reason I missed it is because I had a little too much carryover at the top, which rocked me off balance.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So once the bar got to the top, I stumbled and lost my balance and dropped the bar.
Yeah, yeah. Happens to a lot of people.
But yeah, I mean, I always see that I have room for improvement in all endeavors that I'm involved in. Powerlifting is just one of them.
What about, okay, so I got to ask you, since you have a body mass to power squat, have you gone up to all 9 plates on that thing?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously I have to be careful of that knee. I got a really good pair of knee wraps. I'm sure you probably have to do the same.
No, I don't wrap. That's what I'm thinking, man. Maybe I'm not taking good care of myself. I've gone up to 9 plates for 3 reps. I regularly do 7 to 8 plates now. I've never wrapped my knees. I'm thinking maybe I'm a fool.
Well, there's kind of a trade-off, too, because when you always wrap your knees, then your joint kind of relies on that wrap and the surrounding connective.
Well, I've got another story to tell. So 2 years ago, I was coming up. I was deadlifting. It was my normal back routine. I was deadlifting. I was coming up with more or less a warm-up weight. I wasn't at my maximum weight yet. And I lost 2 attachments to my left hamstring, the bicep femoris and semitendinous attachments snapped. I never had the surgery. So I'm still squatting in that Bodymaster power squat very heavily, and I've got no ACL in that leg, and I've got 2 attachments missing from the hamstring. So I think I think that I qualify for a Muscle Saves Lives episode too now.
I would definitely agree. You're definitely kind of playing Russian roulette.
But you know what?
You know, what's the alternative?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Here, hold you back.
I'm not going to stop. Look, and that's the other thing. I've come to realize I'm 57 years old. I've got lots of aches and pains. I've got lots of challenges. I've got lots of injuries, but somehow, all of those things go away when sheer willpower and desire take hold. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, science and technology are wonderful. You know, they give us a lot of information. But, I mean, they're just as no substitute for being relentless. You know, you've heard the expression, you hit the nail on the head, and in our instance, in the case with us, this is incorrect. You don't just hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head, and then you hit it again, and then you hit it again and again and again until the nail goes through the board.
Right. Right.
You know it.
Right. That's everybody in this audience. Everybody that listens to this show. We're all devoted. I talked about this the other day, and I'll pose this question to you, and then we'll talk about how people can reach out to you and the type of personal training you do. We're talking with Chad Shaw. There's an inspiring story. You have no excuses, none at all, to ever give up on your dream of gaining strength and muscle. And you can acquire strength and muscle at any age and into any age. Look at me. I never used myself as a poster child. No ACL. Torn hamstrings, and I'm still squatting heavy. Okay, it's a power squat machine. I know it's not a back squat. I started back squatting again. Only, you know, I'm going light, but I'll be doing that again soon too. All right, stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar
our banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, to this episode of Muscle Saves Lives. We're talking to Chad Shaw. His problems started at birth, and they just got worse and worse and worse until he grabbed a hold of his destiny by grabbing a hold of the iron, making his body stronger and more robust. And this is an example of muscle saving a life. Had Chad not ventured down the road of physical culture, he would have surely been the type of person at 41 years old who would have been spending most of his time in doctor's offices, taking drugs, and excluding himself from all the things that he loves in life. But instead, he's strong, he's robust, and he's thriving. No drug, no doctor, no pill, no pharmacy, nothing can give you that gift except getting into the gym regularly, challenging your body with progressive overload, and working hard. It's noble. It's a noble pursuit to acquire muscle and strength. I say there's no greater noble pursuit in life since Greco-Roman times. Mm-hmm. And why people don't do it is beyond me. I had Brooks Kubik on the show last week or the week before, and I said, you know, I went to Alaska on vacation, and one of the excursions that Elisa and I took was we went mushing. We were flown in by helicopter to the Mendenhall Glacier, and then we got on a team of sled with a team of dogs, and we mushed 6 miles. It was amazing. And when we learned about the Alaskan Huskies, they love to run. They love to pull. When they don't run and pull, they get sick. And I said, you know, some of us are working humans, working, our genetics predispose us to actually thrive when we work hard. If we were dogs, we would be huskies. We would be sled dogs. We would be working dogs, but we're humans. And when you take us and you make us sit all day and then sleep at night and then sit some more, we develop diseases. That's how these dogs are.
Yep. Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely. I have a hard time relating to people that, you know, in this new age of entitlement where it just seems like work ethic is something that is becoming more and more elusive, where people just, you know, they create excuses and they sit and they wait for somebody else to come and take care of them. You know, they have these high expectations as to what they're owed, but they don't want to do anything to get it. And I never really understood that. I never understood just sitting there, being taken care of, and basically waiting to die. Instead of doing that, wouldn't it feel so much better to, you know, get up off your duff and work toward doing something good for yourself? And if not for yourself, how about doing something good for somebody else? Or creating a legacy? How about leaving something positive for the next generation?
Yeah, and you know what else, too? This goes full circle to what we started this show out with. There's a lot of people who are born with problems, and they use them as a pass to get through life. Like, oh, don't expect much of me because I was born with this. You didn't do that, and there's something noble about that as well. Let's talk about your business, too. So you actually train other people. You've got some great success stories on your website as well. Do you train people that are only within your vicinity, or can the person be anywhere?
Yeah, I train people. All over the place. I have clients from all over the United States. One of them is overseas in Japan. He's in the U.S. military, so I trained him. You know, from overseas, and he made an amazing transformation.
And you also, are you still competing as a bodybuilder, or have you put that aside now for your work and journey?
Yeah, I'm not competing. It just, you know, it's been, 2005 was the last time I competed, and it just, the year I did that show, I could tell the passion was fading. I had been exposed to the politics and the subjectiveness of the sport, and I was putting in so much into it, and, you know, you have hundreds of dollars of expenses every time you enter a show, and I'd go through all the trouble and the work and the sacrifice, and then in the end, the end result was dictated by a panel of people that, you know, had maybe other interest in judging the show fairly, and then, you know, stuff like that became disheartening, and I had my fill of it, you know, and I love bodybuilding, but the competition aspect of it, I just got tired of and decided that I wasn't going to do anymore.
That's when
I picked up powerlifting.
You're judged fairly with that. You lift the weight doesn't lie.
Yeah, it's pretty black and white. Either you lift the weight or you don't. And if you did, nobody can tell you that you didn't, because right, Everybody saw you do it.
One of the things that we forgot to even mention, I mean, your challenges throughout your life have been so vast. It's not like we needed to find yet another, but you had to have an intestinal resectioning because of a blockage, right?
Yes. Yep. That was last June.
That was just last year.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man.
Yeah, that was brutal. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of health issues in my life. I've had some really painful injuries, but yeah, that one took the cake. That was the most uncomfortable, the most painful thing I've ever been through.
And none of that has kept you from looking like G.I. Joe, I'll tell you that. Man, you look great. You really, really look amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't think people would appreciate it. I think people who probably meet you just think, oh, look at this muscle head. He's, you know, he's so self-absorbed, spends all his time in the gym. And if they only knew your story, they would be like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. Look what he looks like.
Yeah, you know, people, you know, I guess it's human nature to take things at face value, but I've had that happen many times where I met somebody and after talking to them for a while, they kind of come openly admit, wow, you're much different than I anticipated, you know, and I'd be like, well, how was I anticipated? Well, you look like, no offense, but you kind of look like a jerk. You look like an a-hole. You know, like, oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know where you stand with them.
Yeah.
Now, you are a sponsored athlete for All-American EFX Sports, right?
Yes.
Do you have any favorite supplements that you use for training and that your clients use?
Oh, absolutely. They're an amazing company. I mean, they make a high-quality product, and, you know, they're very open and honest. Amazing integrity. I trust anything they put out. But yeah, I've got a lineup of some staples.
We're giving away a free sample of Crealkaline. What do you think of Crealkaline?
Oh, I love Crealkaline. It definitely makes everything better. You're stronger. You recover quicker. You have more energy.
Did you use regular creatine monohydrate prior to Crealkaline?
Yes, in the past I did. And I had a rough time with creatine monohydrate. Like, I'm kind of my body bloats kind of easy by nature anyway.
Right.
And creatine monohydrate just added to that. I just kind of felt waterlogged when I was doing creatine monohydrate. And, of course, when it first came out, when EAS came out with the first creatine monohydrate on the market. You know, they really pushed that loading phase.
Yeah.
You take 20 to 25 grams a day for 5 days. And, my body just didn't handle that real well.
Well, and that stuff had a ton of sugar in it, too. I remember that stuff. It was like most of it was sugar, wasn't it? It was that big giant jug. Yeah. It was 5 grams of creatine monohydrate and I want to say 35 grams of sugar per scoop.
Yeah, and that got to be the trend, too. It seemed like all the manufacturers of creatine started inventing a concoction that would be mainly just a bunch of sugar with creatine monohydrate added to it, claiming that sugar would help deliver the creatine to the muscles and because of insulin release and that type of thing. But research has shown that that's not really the case.
What other products do you like by All-American EFX?
Test Charge. Since I'm over 40 now, it's essential. Definitely. I noticed a huge difference in that. I'd say after the age of 30 is when I could really kind of feel like my stamina was lacking a little bit. You go into the gym, your best workouts, you go into the gym fired up and you start lifting weights and you just have that little extra oomph. You know, you get toward the end of the set. And there's something, there's that extra oomph that carries you through and lets you grind out another one or two reps when normally you would have failed. And what I found is that as I gradually got closer to 40, I was having that extra oomph less and less.
Right.
It wasn't there when I needed it.
Right.
And when I began using Test Charge, I could feel that coming back again.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend, Desiree, who's been a huge support to me. She supports me on so many levels. Words can't even describe how much she means to me. And I can't even conceive of any words to explain how much she's done for me in terms of supporting me.
I was going to ask you, when you have children, will you teach them to lift?
If I have children, I definitely would. You know, I would absolutely want them to be exposed to exercise and weightlifting.
Yeah. I think it's one of the greatest gifts you can give a child is the gift of physical culture. If you can't give them anything else, you can't afford to give them a college education, but if you give them the gift of physical culture, that will serve them for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you can't excel in any other area of your life if your body goes down.
Right, right.
Chad Shaw, let
me give you a website. ChadShaw.net is his website. You can communicate with him there. Can we connect with you on Facebook also, Chad?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I have my regular Facebook page, Chad Shaw, and I also have my my community page called The Natural One.
Yeah, I just found your Facebook page. I'm going to friend you now. So go to ChadShaw.net if you want to reach out to him or search for him on Facebook. Let's go ahead also and thank Michael Schwartz and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones for the episode that we did earlier on sleep. Some great advice. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to learn more about Michael's products. Also, Crealkaline, it's the stuff. You can get it for free. Go to superhumanradio.com. Down at the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a handsome picture of Dr. Jeff Galini. Click that banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline, but please include your mailing address or we have no way to get it to you. Listen, Chad, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Carl, thank you very much for having me on. Again, it was an honor, and you know, I had a great time talking with you.
Had you heard of the show before we reached out to you to come on?
My friend Brian Andrews, who's the marketing director for All American
Sure.
Pharmaceuticals, had mentioned to me about the show and spoke about it
Cool.
on a few different occasions, and I thought, wow, that show sounds awesome. I'd definitely like to check that out.
Yeah, cool. Very good. Well, listen, thanks for being on today, Chad, and of course to everybody else out there, it's only Monday. We got lots of great shows this week. Don't miss one of them. We'll see you later.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP.